You love to hear it on the radio. There's no question about that. And Donna's with us in the studio. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Donna Taggart, the lady who came to prominence with that song on YouTube. And how many people have watched it now?
It now sits at 110 million.
That's unbelievable. That is incredible. No surprise, but my goodness, when something snowballs, it absolutely snowballs. And you had been knocking on the door of, yes, I suppose, a full-time career in show business for some time. You're not originally a singer. You didn't start to sing from the moment you left school, even though you look exceptionally young to me.
Do you think so?
I expected someone to be slightly older. But you went into a variety of professions.
Well, listen, yes. I mean, I didn't really start singing until I was 22, Frank. I went to Liverpool with aspirations of being a teacher. And I worked in domestic violence for 5 years, worked in with children on the autism spectrum for 5 years. And alongside that, I had been recording and gigging, and but it was very much on the side, of course, with, you know, I suppose both those jobs are quite challenging, and it was full time. So my life has definitely been busy over the last 10 years, and in the last year since Jealous of the Angels has really went global, if you like. It has just become... Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what date it is. It's busier.
Just go,
again.
Go,
just
go.
Just go, go, go.
But those professions, the children, the working in domestic violence, you're trained for that. Are you totally lost to that now? It's full time, the singing?
Oh, well, the singing is full time. I mean, I've taken a career break. I mean, I'm under no illusion. The music business is one where if you get a break, it's great, but it's fickle, and I'm under no illusions. It's great at the minute. People are coming out and they're really enjoying the concerts, and we've had a sellout tour. But I suppose I've just taken a career break at the minute because I really enjoyed my job as well, you know.
There was a man who noticed you, who heard you, who realised you could do it even before you touched YouTube, and he had a great ear for a song, and he was without doubt one of the nicest human beings I ever met. The late Gerry Anderson, he played a part in establishing you.
He absolutely did. And I mean, I walked into BBC Radio Ulster about 7 years ago now, and I mean, I had no experience of the music industry at that point, and he chatted to me, he gave me a shot. He said, listen, I'll play this. If it's good, I'll play it tomorrow. And if it's not, it's going in the bin, Donna. And, you know, he was very straight talking, and that's what we loved about him. And the next day he played Bright Blue Rose from my first album, and he played it. He gave it such a plug and such extensive radio play after that. And I owe so much to him. And funny, every night I dedicate that song to him because he really did put the wheels in motion for me, you know, and give me that confidence.
That's a lovely thing to say. And it's just such, as you say, as you know and as I know, just such a nice, nice man. So you're off and running. You're playing a couple of theatres. You're playing the Ulster Hall. It's a bit of a dream come true for you. And you know you can do it because you seem to have that vocal confidence. Were you born with that?
Well, I mean, I met my music teacher at Christmas time, Frank, and she said to me, you were the most unassuming young girl. I would not have put myself forward at school for solos or anything like that. And, you know, I suppose it just took a bit of time for me to gain confidence. I've been at it since I was 22. I would say I'm definitely late, but I'm now 31 now, and I'm making up for lost time, certainly. It has just snowballed in the last year. And I think the more you do, the reaction you get from people, the messages that I receive from people all around the world, I think that's what gives you the confidence to keep at it.
It's great to hear of someone who is becoming very well established and someone who's successful and who's drawing a crowd and filling an auditorium, who hasn't gone along the reality TV line. It's like a breath of fresh air. Oh. Fair play to those who do go to Simon Carl and become famous for 10 minutes. Well done on any of them who become super famous for the rest of their lives. Or a massive pat on the back. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting they shouldn't do it, but your avenue is almost unique now.
Oh, well, it certainly is. And I mean, what happened to me last year, I suppose everybody is that is in the music industry is waiting on that break. And you knock on a lot of doors, and very often those doors are closed shut and they're bolted. And I suppose with Jealous of the Angels, what happened was people voted with their, you know what I mean, that they voted with their ears, if you like, and they said, we love this song. And I suppose that has given me my break. And you know, I owe so much to Jen Bostick, the writer of the song. I'd been in touch with her 4 years ago when I recorded it first, and I suppose one of the beautiful things that has been born out of this song, despite the fact that it has brought so much comfort to so many, is myself and her have a very strong friendship now, and she's actually coming over to join me for a few of the shows now and in the latter part of the tour. So
is she going to sing with you on stage?
She did. She came actually to the last one as well. She was over in February. We had a full house in the National Concert Hall in Dublin, and we sang Jealous of the Angels together. And I suppose, given Jen's story, I felt it was very important that she shared this experience with me, given that she penned a song which was born out of a lot of pain for her, having lost her father very tragically and very young.
It's an absolute tearjerker when you think about people who you've lost and
that's right.
who you're jealous of and whatever in the song. That's one of the reasons why people love it, but they won't love it unless it's brilliantly sung. And
oh well, that's it. Well, I suppose it was written from a very genuine place. And when I record it, I mean, and when I sing it, I try and sing it with that same sincerity. And I think that's one of the reasons the song has been so successful. That's not fake, and it's not, you know, as you say, I wasn't trying to make it big. I wasn't trying to get 110 million hits. It just so happened. And I think, you know, when you stay true to what you do and you sing something which is heartfelt, people get that, you know.
Ulster Hall, when? Ulster Hall, 7th of October?
Yes, it's on the 7th of October.
Theatre at the Mill?
The 23rd, this Saturday, the 23rd of September, Theatre at the Mill.
You seem to have a list. Where else are you playing?
I'm in Bangor, actually, on the 21st of October as well. And we're down in Donegal on the 30th of September in Pettigo. And then we're way down the country then. Don't think anybody up this neck of the woods would fancy coming to Limerick. Or Athlone, but
you never know. You'll be singing in Limerick and there'll be somebody from here there for sure. But apart from beautiful songs like that, and I see a couple of people say, ask her to sing Grace. Like,
yeah.
You know, is that unfair to ask your voice to be used at 22 minutes to 11 on a Thursday morning?
Oh, no. Well, listen, I get requests all the time. I suppose that Jealous of the Angels is the song that has really went viral, but I suppose the type of music that I do, it crosses over between folk, you know, Irish ballads, country crossover, Eva Cassidy, Alison Krauss, that type of a. So it's a very easy listening show, and so far people have really, they've really enjoyed it.
Well, listen, congratulations on it. Do you write at all? Are you planning to write songs that you could nail as your own?
I have. When people ask me that, I say my talent is to interpret songs. I have never tried writing, but I'm going to Nashville in November. I'm meeting up with Jen Bostick and a few other brilliant writers in November. And I'm 31. I have lots of stories to tell. Just like Jen, you know, I have experienced my own loss and grief. And I think it would be nice to be able to at least tell them stories and see where we go.
Who do you think about when you sing that one?
Well, I mean, I'm no different to anyone else. I've had my own grief, and I lost a wee baby a few years ago, 2014. But I mean, the song is very much about someone that lived. And I suppose my experience is different in that respect, in that Micheál wasn't with me for very long. But we can all relate to that song, you know, there's no question about that.
Do you feel you say that or sing that for other mums who lost similarly?
Well, listen, I mean, ever since this has taken off for me, there's no question that there's been a lot of mummies and daddies as well, and that have been in a similar experience, that have contacted me and that have been just saying about how my music has brought them some solace and some comfort. And I suppose, given my own experience, I can empathise and really know where they're coming from, I suppose.
And have you been blessed with being a mum apart from Micheál?
Of course, yes, I have. Micheál was my second. Grace is four. She just started nursery this week. And I have another wee boy, Matthew, that come after Micheál. He is two. Well, coming to your Christmas, and he's just taken my house apart, Frank, brick by brick. He's just a typical wee boy that, you know, was full of life. So I'm very blessed.
And the grace referred to in the song that people seem to be asking for in the on the line here, on the text, is that linked to your daughter, or is that just coincidence?
No, it's not. It's not. It's an Irish folk song, an Irish love song. So it's one which I recorded on my first album, and you know, people seem to really like that song too. So,
well, listen, it's going to be a roller coaster of success, obviously, yeah, going by the amount of reaction we're getting here, and the fact that you're selling out theatres and the Ulster Hall, 7th of October. Continued success, Donna.
Oh, thank you very much, Frank. Thanks a million.
And it's lovely seeing you. Jerry definitely spotted a star all those years ago. Great speaking to you, girl. Thank you. Thank you for coming by. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Say,
Donna Taggart, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever you're up to, love to hear from you. Good morning.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.